Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Samach Vav. We're holding the top line where the Gemara says Tohu Ba Neherdoi, the middle of the top line. The Neherdoi were asking a question about what Rabbi Yochanan had just said, and Rabbi Yochanan was responding to a case that the Gemara brought, a real live case on the Gemara yesterday. So let's go back to what happened, and then we'll be able to have a nice segue into today's Gemara. Let's begin approximately 10 lines from the bottom of Samach Hey Amid Beis, where the Gemara tells us that Rab Chanina bar Yosef, v'Rab Chia bar Abba, v'Rab Asi, iklo lahu pundak. These three great Rabbanim, Rab Chanina, Rab Chia, and Rab Asi, came to an inn, and they were staying there for Shabbos. And the two Girsois in the Rashi and in the Tosfos will go with the second Girsa that it's talking about that they made an Eruv, so they're able to go and carry Baruch Hashem in and out of the Pundak, into the Chatzar. Everything was great. But guess what happens? The Osa Nochri Mori de Pundak Bishabata, the owner of the Pundak, who was a Goy, he had been away for Shabbos, and he came back on Shabbos itself. Uh-oh, now he destroys the Koyach of the Eruv, and they won't be able to carry anymore. What do we do under the circumstances? Mahu. So they said, Omru mahu lemeger minei. We already learned before that when you have a goy, when you have... Put everybody on mute here.
You learned how to do that?
Yes, I got it. Shkoyach. Mute all. Okay. Good. Thank you. Getting back to our Gemara. So the Gemara says that we had the beginning of our perek, that if you have a goy living in your courtyard, in your chatzer, that he would destroy the Erev because of the fact he doesn't participate in the Erev. And he has no way of participating in the Erev. The only thing that you can do is what we call schiris rishus, which means you can go over to the goy and say, we want to go and rent from you your rishus. Now, by the way, you mentioned yesterday about evicting people. The schiris rishus is not on the bias on the home, it's only in the use of the chotzer, meaning that he allows you to have his interest to rent, to lease his interest in the chotzer, so that you're able to go and carry in the chotzer. So you arrange with that goy in advance before Shabbos. How much would you like to allow us to be able to go and carry the chotzer by leasing to us your interest in the public area? And the guy says $1, $5, $100. Or you just give him $1, $5 and tell him, I'd like to be soicher rishus. He probably won't understand what you're talking about, but he'll be happy to take the couple of dollars without any problem.
Unless he's Haman.
Unless he's Haman, exactly. Anyway, so what happened was that this guy, however, wasn't around on Erev Shabbos. So they made an Erev without him. We learned in the Gemara before that if the goy is not around, he does not interfere with your ability to go and make an Erev and to carry. However, he arrived on the scene. And therefore, the old Erev has now gone away. No longer effective. So the question is, can we go now and do Schiris Rishus on Shabbos? Obviously, we cannot pay him on Shabbos. The money is Muktzah. But you go and arrange with him that you'll pay him after Shabbos. Make up with him on Shabbos afternoon, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Goy, you're here. We'll give you $5 tonight after Havdalah. Do you agree to do Schiris Rishus? If he says yes, does that work? And that's the Gemara Shaila.
You can make a monetary agreement on Shabbos?
For purposes of our mitzvah. We're not talking about investing in the stock market.
Right. But so
for our mitzvah, you can go and do it. But now the question is that effective? It's Frank Dimar. Amru, ma'u l'mega minei. Do we say, soicher kem arev dami? Do we say that schiris ishishus is like making an erev? Ma'ma arev boi joim af soichem boi joim. Just like to go and make an erev, you have to make the erev on Friday. You can't go and make the erev on Shabbos morning. Oidilma soicher kem avat l'rishus dami. Or maybe schiris ishishus is like bitl rishus. Bitl rishus is in a case when a Jew came late. It was Friday night. We go over to him. Did you go and put in your two buklach into the Erev? I forgot. I'm so sorry. Now be mavatal your rishus to the others. Bitl rishus helps. So to my mom, mavatal rishus afilu b'shabbos. So maybe afsoicher afilu b'shabbos. So now the question is crystal clear. the soicher, renting from the goy, have the same status as making an eruv, or does it have the same status as bittul rishus? If it's like an eruv, you have to do it on Friday. If it's like bittul rishus, you can do it on Shabbos. Guess what? We have a machlokes. Reb Chanina bar Yosef Amar Niskar. Reb Chanina bar Yosef says, yes, you can be soicher on Shabbos. Rabasi Omaloch, Rabasi Omar, loy Niskar. You're not allowed to go and rent from the goy on Shabbos. Or for that matter, if you do rent from him, it will not be effective. So now we got a machlokes. What should we do? Omalu Reb Chanina bar Abba, Nismoich al Divrei Zaken. Let's go and follow what Reb Chanina bar Yosef said. Reb Chanina bar Yosef was the Zaken Shibachabur. He was the senior statesman here, and he said Niskar, Niskar. And in fact, Asu Shaila Le Rabbi Yochanan, they wanted to ask Rabbi Yochanan, Omalahan, Yofa Sisim Shesachart, you did a great job, you did the right thing. And the reason is Rashi said already yesterday, because Halacha Kedivri HaMekel Be'erif, if you're not sure, go and adapt the more Kuladik Halacha. And that's what Reb Chanina bar Yosef said, you'll be able to do Schiris Shus today. On Shabbos, that's obviously a kula. Go with it. That's the end of where we ended yesterday. Now, just as a postscript, which is going to be very important for our Gemara later, and that is, fine, they did a schiris from the goy. Now what happens? The old Erev is history. They cannot resuscitate it, they cannot reinstate it. What can they do? They can do bittul rishus. What is the bittul rishus? One of the people in the chotzer will now be. So Rashi says, what happens after they rented the rishus from the goy? What they did was, they were mavatel rishus legabi chat, meaning, let's assume that you had five people. Here you only had three people. Two out of the three were mavatel their rishus to the third individual, so that third individual, he is allowed to go be moitzim rishus rishus. The other two not, but he, yes. You can't make it erev, it's too late, it's Shabbos. However, you can do bitl rishus, and the bitl rishus will help at least for one individual, that he would be mutter to be moitzi and machnis now on Shabbos. We're going to talk about that further down the Yama. But that's Rashi. If you look at Rashi now, five lines from the bottom of the Rashi. On that line, there is the word motzi in parentheses. He also nochri, amri, when the goy arrived on Shabbos, they said, ma'ul meger minei, can we go and rent? V'hader, and after we rent, assuming that that is permissible, which the Gemara concluded is permissible, v'hader nevatel rishus legabichad, two of us are going to nevatel our rishus to the third one, v'ahu miu lishtri lohoitzi, at least he will have the ability to go and be moitzi machnis, to go and carry on the Shabbos. I only bring this to our attention because we're going to need to get to this later on at the bottom of the Yomit. Anyway, we go to the top of the Yomit, tohu boner doi. The word tohu means, as Rashi explains a little bit further down, that they were wondering. Now, what's that lashon of wondering? So Rashi says that we find the word tohu legabe someone who is trying to inspect or check a barrel of wine. If you want to go and check a barrel of wine, you try to see whether it passes the sniff test. You go and smell it, and you say, yeah, still smells fresh. No, it smells sour. Of course, many wines today are sold sour, and they just call them dry to be able to go and make money. But the point is, that's the way you go and test the wine. Here too, the Nerdois are testing, and they're saying, "Umiyom Rabbi Yochanan Hochi, did Rabbi Yochanan really say that Yofa Asisem Shesachartem, that this was good that you did the Schiris?" V'Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Soicher Kima'arev Dami. Rabbi Yochanan came out with a statement, a proclamation. Soicher has the same status just like Ma'arif. Again, Soicher means to rent from the goy. It's just like being Ma'arif, putting together the Erev. So, L'choyer, what did Rabbi Yochanan mean? My love, didn't he mean that Ma'arif by Joim, just like you have to make an Erev on Friday, not on Shabbos. Av Soicher by Joim, if you want to do the Schiris Hashus, you also have to do it on Friday. And here they did the Schiris Hashus on Shabbos. So, that would be so sir, what Rabbi Yochanan is saying. Says Yimar Loi, when Rabbi Yochanan said Soicha Kema'arev, he meant it in three other ways for three other halachas. What were the three other halachas? Number one, Ma Ma'arev Afilu B'Pachas Mishava Pruta, Af Soicha B'Pachas Mishava Pruta. Today, of course, this would be not imaginable. We're talking about putting together two seudos for Shabbos, and the combined value of the two seudos is less than a Shava Prut. Of course, today that's impossible. For a piece of bubble gum, you got to go and spend 10 cents or 25 cents or whatever it is. Years ago, you used to get the Wrigley's, right? Who knows whether they were kosher or not. But anyway, everybody used to eat them. Five for a nickel, and if there was a discount, it was for 3 cents. Sorry?
I don't think they're available anymore.
They probably don't exist anymore, like everybody else. They probably went bankrupt. Who knows? But anyway, the point of all of this is that you could at least theoretically be ma'ariv, even if the total value of the two seudais was less than a shava pruta, it's a kosher eif. No, if that's the case, says he, when you go to the goy, if he's willing to go and accept less than a pruta for the schiras, kosher. Number two, umama arav afilas schiray ulekita. We had this a few days ago in the Gemara. So when it comes to eruv, what happens if one of the people in the chatzar is not Jewish, and he does not want to do schiras rishus, what you can go and do as an eruv? Now, what would mean is eruv that if that goy has a Jewish employee that works for him, you can go to the Jewish employee and say, could you please contribute towards the eruvs that we should all be able to carry? The Jew will be ecstatic. Sure, I want to be able to carry tomorrow too. Just because I work for the guy doesn't mean that I am a guy, Cholila. I want to be able to carry. Sure, I will contribute to the eruv.
But he doesn't live there. What?
He's part of the household. We're talking about not an employee that lives in California. We're talking about
the housekeeper.
Right, and then he's not working remotely.
He works on Shabbos.
He doesn't work at Chas Shalom. He's an employee of the guy. And on Shabbos, he wants to be able to go and carry from Rishus to Rishus like everybody else.
Of course.
He wants to be able to go and take the Talis to Shul. He only is a 9-6 guy, but he doesn't work on Shabbos. Maybe he's a waiter, but he doesn't do any Molochas Chas Shalom on Shabbos. He could contribute. When you're doing Schirus Rishus, even if the guy who owns the Rishus in this Chotzer is not available, or is not a particularly nice guy, you can go to one of his employees and say to him, I want to do a Schirus Rishus from you. Meaning, one of his non-Jewish employees, you go to him and say, can we do a deal? What's the deal? You happen to be part of the household of the guy that owns this property. Yes, I am. Okay, I want to go and lease from you the right to go and carry on Shabbos. Here's a couple of dollars, etc. So you can do that through the employee. Umama arav chamisha shiruim b'chotzer achas echer arav ayidei kulan soicher nami chamisha shiruim b'chotzer achas echer soicher ayidei kulan. What is this referring to? What happens if you are making what we call a shetufei mevuos? What means a shetufei mevuos? You have two chatzeres, one next to each other. Each one of the chatzeres has at least two or three people living there, and they made an eruv in their chatzer. Now you have an adjoining chatzer. They also have made an eruv there. Now, it's one thing to be able to carry in your own chatzer, but I'd like to go and carry from my chatzer to the other chatzer. So why would I want to carry from chatzer A to chatzer B? Because I'm davening this Shabbos in chatzer B, because there's a big kiddush over there, and there's a big ofrufen, and I want to carry my talis there. Or I want to take along my gemara to be able to go and learn, or take a sitter, or whatever it happens to be. So you want to carry from chatzer to chatzer. That is permissible if there's Pesach b'neim, if there is a way to connect the two. Now, if you want to do that, how do you make and I know how you make an eruv from the people who live in a chatzer. Everybody gives together their two sudas. But how do you go and make a shetufei mevuos, which means how do you go and take an eruv from chatzer A to chatzer B? So what you have to do is, one of the two eruvin that was put together, let's say the eruvin chatzer A, you're going to transfer it to chatzer B and put it in a residence there in the chatzer B, so that now both of them are merged together as one united double chatzer. Until now these were separate chatzers, A and B, and now it's going to be A hyphenated B. A hyphen B. They're going to be two together as one. Okay, so now all the five people from the first chatzer, do they all have to go and pick the Erev up jointly together and make a big hagba and transfer it with a parade to the second chatzer? And the answer is no. One person can go be molech a ruva on behalf of everybody. If you want to see the Rashi, first narrow line. Echem arav al yidei kulan, first narrow line, five lines in. Kigoyin, beis chatzeres, you have two chatzes. Upesach b'nein, and there is a door in between. Ubo la'arav zu min zu, and they decide we want to be ma'arav A together with B. Echem moilach eruva shel zu, l'toich shel zu. One individual can take the eruv from chatzer A and transfer it to chatzer B. But he'll be the shliach on behalf of everybody. He'll sign the Bahi Perka, like we're going to learn in Mir Tashem in another week. So one representative, one shliach, can do on behalf of the other four. So just like by being ma'ariv chamisha, back to the Gemara. Ma'ariv chamisha shirui mechotzer achas, echem arav ayidei kulan. One can be the shliach for the other four. Soichen ami. When we have the goy over here, and we want to do schiris reshus, do all five of us have to go to the goy and say, John, do us a favor, please. We want to be able to carry in Shabbos. Could you go and rent your reshus, the five of us? The answer is no, it's not necessary. Even by soichanami, chamish shiroim b'chotzer achas, echad soichrei dekul, and one person can be the shliach and the representative to go and lease on behalf of all the other four, all five altogether. So therefore, says the Gemara, when Rabbi Yochanan and Tzoichik said Tzoichik kema'arev, he wasn't talking about making the schiris mebaidyoim on Friday. No, he was saying three other halachas. Number one, pachas mishava pruta. Number two, schiru lekitoi. Number three, one representative on behalf of all to do the schiris reshus. But legami the halacha of when you do the schiris, it could be Rabbi Yochanan would hold that the schiris would be done on Shabbos, even though the Erev can only be done on Erev Shabbos. The obvious question is, manishtana, why for three out of four purposes, says Rabbi Yochanan, soicher is kima'arev dami, but for purpose number four, when you do your schiris, no, then soicher is not kima'arev. Manishtana, why is it different? So the Tap Rashi says very simple, and it goes again with what we said earlier, halacha kedivrei hamekel be'erev, and therefore all the other three soicher kema'arev are all coolest. How are they coolest? Because we say you don't need to go and pay $100 for either the erev or the schiras, even less than a shava pruta. That's one coolest. You don't have to go to the original owner and go and do a schiras from him, even a schira lekitoi. You don't have to have all five people doing the schiris reshus from the owner, even one representative. Three coolers. Oh, soichi kim arif. But to go and require that the schiris take place on Friday, that would be a burden. Because in our case, the owner of the pundak only arrived on Shabbos. We only say soichi kim arif for cooler purposes and not for chumra purposes. Mendis is good. Perfect. Hey, look at the top rush. Okay, so now the Gemara continues on. Toyi bo Reb Lozer. Notice the toy is the same lashon that we had on the first line, tohu banerdoi, toy by Reb Lozer. It's here that Rashi says toy. If you look at the Rashi in the middle of the Amud, toy about 3-4 lines higher, toy by Reb Lozer b'cham milza the Amrli El. He was bothered by. He was wondering about this shesachrim and anachri v'achkach mitloy that you can go and do a schiris and then be mamatlit. Toy is lashon made riach to go and smell. K'moy bas tia the mesechtos of Eidazara. Bas tia means a straw that you have inside the barrel, so that the inspector who wants to inspect the barrel goes and sniffs or sucks a little bit on that straw to be able to get a tam of the wine. It's kloy mar, so what does that mean in the connection with mar? Ma'ayin u'machashav ledas tamishul dover. Here too he wants to inspect and get a smell. What is this all about? I don't understand. Says the Gemara, Reb Zeira, mighty hit Reb Lozer. What's bothering Reb Lozer that he's inspecting and he's asking and he's looking? Reb Sheshes. You don't know what's bothering Reb Lozer. I'll tell you what's bothering Reb Lozer. Now, before we continue on, I'll tell you what's bothering me. Lahavdil between me and Reb Sheshes and Reb Lozer, and that is, why did Rashi go and comment on the Toy Bar Reb Lozer? What is Toy? Toy is a very strange lashon over here in the middle of the Amid. What about the top line we had Tohu Baner Doi? We already had it 10 minutes ago. Why didn't Rashi in the top of the Amud say, well, Tohu means, because we have the Gemara in Mesechtas Avodah Zarah, that it means Bastia, and Ma'ayin, and Machashif. Why did he wake up? Why did Rashi ask over here by Tohu Baner Doi? Konzai that Rashi had a different girsa, because otherwise it wouldn't make sense that Rashi should be bothered to go and explain Tohu Ba over here, and not explain it already on the top line of the Amud. Anyway, so what was the tahiyah of Reb Elazar? Reb Elazar was concerned about what Shmuel said, that that seems to be at odds with what we just said now, that you can go and be soicher rishus from the goy and follow it up with bittul rishus of all the yidden to one of the Jews who resides in that chatzer. As we'll see, says Imar might hear the blazer. Blazer said, I got a problem with all of this. Amr Zayr might hear the blazer. What's the tia? What's bothering him? Amr Shesh, Gabar, Amr Zayr, you're such a great scholar. Lo Yoda might hear the blazer. You don't know what's bothering a blazer. Kakashli the Shmuel Rabbe. It's bothering what Shmuel said. The Amr Shmuel. And now we're going to say three halachas of Shmuel. It's going to be halacha 1, and then it's going to be 2a and 2b, as you'll see. The Amr Shmuel. We know that there's a din of Erev. We also know there's a din of Bittul Rishus. Bittul Rishus is kind of a backup default mechanism. And that is what happens if you could not make an Erev. For instance, you have 5 people in the Chatzar. Only 4 were there at the time of the Beinish Moshes. The 5th person was in the mikveh. He was davening. He forgot to go and shtel tzu his 2 sudais. What are we going to do? We don't have an effective aid if 1 person didn't participate. So he can go and be mevatel his rishus. We also have the bitul rishus that we were talking about. If the goy comes on Shabbos, you do the bitul rishus. We'll talk about that shortly. So says Shmuel, kol makim she'oisrin. Oisrin means that if you did not make an aid and you did not do a bitul rishus, one would aser on the other that you wouldn't be able to go and carry. And Ma'ariv and the Chachamim said, you can make an Erev under those circumstances. Mevatlin, then Bittul Rishus will help. That's halacha number 1. We're going to see shortly a practical example of what Shmuel is talking about. But it has to be Oysen Ma'ariv. And now this runs through the next 2 halachas as well. That Shmuel says that Bittul Rishus as a backup mechanism to allow for people to go and carry on Shabbos has 2 requirements. And that is that without that Bittul Rishus, it's osur for people to carry. And that you can go and be mesaking then isur by making an Erev. So if you have both oisin and ma'arvin, then mevatel. Continuing on, halacha number 2, ma'arvin ve'ein oisrin, in a case where you can make an Erev, but in the absence of the Erev, there would not be an Isur. So why are you making an Erev? We'll see that in Mitzvah, surely. Don't be noivis. We'll get to it. Don't be concerned. Is halacha number 2 is Ma'arvin and Ein Oisrin, that you have the ability to make an Erev, but even in the absence of the Erev, there would not be an Isur. Or now the second part, Oisrin the Ein Ma'arvin, in a place where there would be an Isur, but you cannot make an Erev will not help. In those 2 cases, Ein Mevatlin, then Bittul Rishus does not help either. So we've gone through 3 cases altogether. Case number 1 is Komakish Oisrin Ma'arvin Mevatlin. Case number 1. Case number 2 is Ma'arvin Ve'ein Oisrin. Doesn't say what the halach is. Ein Mevatlin. Halacha number 3, Oisrin Ve'ein Ma'arvin, Ein Mevatlin. So 2 and 3 are really mirror images of each other. Because in both cases we're saying you only have 1 of the 2 ingredients. You have Arvin Ve'ein Oisrin, you can make an Erev, but there is no Isser otherwise. Or Oisrin, there is an Isser, but you can't make an Erev. In those cases, Ein Mevatlin, you can't do a bit. And now the Gemara explains the 3 cases of Shmuel. Again, we go back to case number 1. Kol Mokim She'Oisrin Ma'arvin Mevatlin. Keep going. Very simple case. Beis Chatzeres Zulef Namizu. We've had this case already a number of times. You have 2 Chatzeres. One is the inner chotzer, one is the chotzer chitzoina, the outer chotzer. Okay, what's the din? Ma'arvin v'ein ois. I'm sorry, that's case number 1. So in this case, since you have 2 chatzeres zu lefnim mizu, for the inner people meaning the people that live in the panemius, they have a right of way. They have an easement on the property which is the chitzoina, because otherwise they would be stuck at home all the time, 365 days a year, and they'd never be able to eat and come out and go in. They'd be stuck there. So they have a right of way, a right of passage in the first, through the chitzayin. So therefore, they are osurin. they can aser upon the chitzoyna people. If the chitzoyna people get together and they make, let's assume there are five people in one chotzer, five people in the other chotzer, the chotzer chitzoyna people get together and they make an erev. They have to go and make an erev with the pnimi people, because if they want to make their own erev, that's fine and dandy, but if the pnimi people start walking through, uh-oh, they interfere with the ownership rights of the chitzoyna people. So to go and be mesakin that, they got to go and schlep them also into the erev and say to the pnimius people, we want you to go and join with us in the erev. Sure, no problem, we'll be delighted to. Avada. And then they go and contribute their food as well to the chatzir hachitzoyna, and they can go and make one large erev. So oisrin means that in the absence of an erev, the inner people will aser on the outer people. The outer people, by the way, won't aser on the inner people. Inner people can go make an erev on their own, because the outer people have no right of way to go into either. We can invite them as guests, but they don't have an automatic right, because this is private property. What are you doing in my chatzer? You belong in the chitzer, you don't belong in the panimi.
Is this only part of Rabbi Kiva, or...?
Well, the machloik is Rabbi Kiva, and the Rabbanon is tangential to Agamar, and that is whether or not we say that regel hamuteres bimkoima oiseres shloi bimkoima. But kuli ala moide that regel oiseres bimkoima oiseres shloi bimkoima. Regel oiseres bimkoima means what happens if the panimi people did not make an erev. So it's a regular seris b'mkoyma. In panimi, they cannot go and carry. If they now traipse through the chitzoyna, they aser shloi b'mkoyma. Which means it would aser by the chitzoyna. What you are pointing out is that the Rabbanan, however, holds that if they made an erev inside in the panimi, and they have the right of way through the chitzoyna, it would not aser. But Rabbi Kiva would hold it would be aser, because he holds even regel hamuteres b'mkoyma, aser shloi b'mkoyma. No, it could be that the Pnimi people, for instance, as you pointed out, did not make an Erev among themselves, so therefore, just like their Asr inside, they would Asr in the other one. All we have to go and find is that they have a right to go and Asr, not that they want to exercise that right, but automatically they have the power to Asr the Chitzoyna people just because of the right of way that they have, and to go, and the antidote for that, or the remedy is, make an Erev! And so therefore, what happens if they didn't have a chance to make an Erev? They're mevatlin. They can be mevatl, their ishus, one to the other, because bitter will help, and that's what Shmuel is telling us, that if you have the two ingredients, that there is an iser which hovers over, merachefes al pnei amboyim, you have an iser that, and ma'arvin, you can remedy it. If you didn't remedy it through an Erev, you can remedy it through a bitter. That was
okay. So in order to participate in a Erev, let's say, as you're a member of a group, you bittle your own reshus to contribute to the big
okay, so let's explain that again. When you're doing Erev, you don't need bittle. When you're doing bittle, you don't do an Erev. These are mutually exclusive, but they're parallel remedies. The Erev remedy is a much stronger and much more effective remedy than the remedy of just doing bittle, because bittle reshus is only going to help for one individual. He'll be mevatel reshus to everybody else, or they will all be mevatel reshus to him, and one individual will be able to go and carry back and forth.
I just don't understand. What is bittul reshus?
So now, your typical classic Erev is that on Friday afternoon, you have five people who live in the chotzer. One individual, Yankel, goes to the other four, to Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda, and says, Reuven, we're about to make an Erev now. Please, give me two sudai. And he hands over, let's say, two chalas. He goes to Shimon, same thing, Levi, so all the four people. So all four have now placed food together with Yankel in the first house, and now they're all deemed as if they reside in that first house. As a result, it's no longer five separate owners, it's as if all five have united together and have one residence, and therefore they're all able to carry
in their ownership. I see, that's by doing it.
So that's how you work out with an Erev. Bitrushus is if unfortunately they didn't make an Erev, because for instance one person forgot, what can he do on Shabbos itself? He can mevatel his rishus and go and say, the Beisai, you know I own, I hereby am mafkir, I give away my rishus to all of you guys, belongs to you now, doesn't belong to me, and therefore they will have the right to go and carry. he won't have the right because he was Mevatel's Rishus to them. So now they are the exclusive owners. It's no longer five people are co-owners of the Chotzer. There are only four because one of them was Mevatel's Rishus. That's one way of doing Bitl Rishus. Another way of doing it was, like in our case here on the Amid Beis, where we have the Goy that came back on Shabbos, that the other four will be Mevatel their Rishus to that one individual, so that they won't have the ability to go and carry, but he will have the ability to carry. So at least he can go and take things in and out, and that will be helpful to him, and presumably to them as well. So Bitl Rishus is a back-up remedy when you didn't make an Eruv, and somebody has to mevatel. Mevatel means, he says, I hereby give away my rishus to all the other guys here.
This can be done on Shabbos? This
not only can be done, but typically is only done on Shabbos, because if he is able to make an Erev on Friday, make an Erev, don't be mevatel rishus, forget about rishus. We want you to go and participate in the Erev. Right. Good?
Thank you.
No problem, it's our pleasure. Yeah. Anyway, so getting back to the Gemara, so that's case number one. When both of them, when we're saying we have both ingredients, Oisrin Umar. Now let's go now to case number two. That's four lines from the bottom. The Amid, the middle of the line. What's Ma'arvin the Ein Oisrin? Ein Mevatlin. Or did I skip a line? The Ein Ma'arvin, Ein Mevatlin, Kol, sorry, Ein Mevatlin. Kol Mokish Oisrin Ma'arvin Mevatlin. Going, Beis Chatzir Zuluf Numizu. Okay, period. That was case one. Case two is Ma'arvin the Ein Oisrin. If there's a situation where you can make an Erev, but in the absence of the Erev, there is no prohibition, there is no Isser, Ein Mevatlin, then Bitl Rishus doesn't help. What? You make an Erev and there's no Isser? What does that mean? Says Yomar Kigoyin, Beis Chatzeres U'Pesach Echad Meneh. You have two parallel Chatzeres. These are not Chitzoyin Aprimius. This is not Zuluf Nemizu. Here you have two Chatzeres which are parallel to one another. Each one of them has a door that goes out into the Mavoi or into the Rishus HaRabim. But besides that, there's also Pesach from Chatzir 1 to Chatzir 2. Now, in that situation, you could go 100 years without ever making an Erev from Chatzir 1 to Chatzir 2. Meaning, each one of these two Chatzirs can make their own Erev, so that all the people that live in Chatzir A will be able to go and carry in Chatzir A. All the people that live in Chatzir B can carry in Chatzir B. But the A people won't be able to carry into B, and the B people won't be able to carry into A. And if and when one of the fact that the two Chatzeres are intact, they're separate entities on their own, neither one assers, neither one prohibits the carrying in the other Chatzir. And neither has a right of way into the other Chatzir. They can walk if people are not makbid, but if they are makbid, this is my chatzir. You know, this is private property. You walk in the mobile, you go in the Rishus HaRabim, don't come to me. So this is a case where ma'arvin, the two can make an Erev. If A and B want to unite so that the A people can carry in B and the B people can carry in A, they can do that. There's no problem. You can make such an Erev. And in fact, anywhere else we wouldn't call it an Erev, we would really call it a shituf mavoi. Meaning, because within a chotzer it's really called an eir. From one chotzer to the other chotzer, it's really more of a shituf. But those, they work the same way. It's just a different name, and that's why the Gemara itself is not makbid each time to go and say mishtatfim instead of ma'arv. Okay, but that's just a side note. The point is that here you have a case of ma'arvin. You can make an eir from A to B and B to A. Ve'ein oisrin. But if they didn't make an Erev, then A doesn't aser B and B doesn't aser A, because neither one has a right of drisus haregel in the other. They're both private chatzeres, belong to these private balabatim. Ma'arvin ve'ein oisrin. In such a case, if they did not make an Erev before Shabbos and they want to do a bitl rishus, ein mevatlin. Because for bitl rishus you have to have both requirements. Ma'arvin and oisrin. Now let's go to the third case. And this is the reason why the Gemara brought this all along, to show what Rebbe Lozer's tahiyah, what his question was. Case number three is, Oisim Ein Ma'arvin. If you have a case of someone that asers, but you cannot make an Erev. Ein Mevatlin, in such a case, Bittl doesn't work. What type of case is that? That there's an Isser, you can't make an Erev? The Chayra, Erev is always a remedy to go and take away the Isser. Says, my love, we're probably talking about Lasriya Nochri, that there's a goy who's present, and therefore he assers on them to carry on Shabbos, and therefore it's Oisrin, and the Eim Arvin. And you can't go and make an Erev. The reason why you can't make an Erev is because there's unfortunately a guy here. Freit the more and so now what did Shmuel finish off by saying? Ein mevatlin, you cannot do bittul rishus. Okay, so now when you say that there's a guy here, the id asami esmal, if the guy was around on Friday, legami esmal, why didn't they arrange to go and do a schiris rishus? They should have rented a shus. Okay, he might have asked not just for $2, if he wanted $50 or $100, but they were able to go and do the schiris. El lav lechayr must be talking about the asam b'shabata, that he came on Shabbos. And since he came on Shabbos, it's already too late to go and make an Erev, but unfortunately he asers upon them now to go and carry, which was the case that we had back here on Samachay Omid Beis. Aha. So v'reit the Gemara, and we are assuming that Rabbi Yochanan was right, that you can go and do a Schiris Rishus, but it's not going to help. Now, why is it not going to help? Allow the Osir B'Shabbat Uktani Oisrin the Ein Ma'arvin, Ein Mevatlin. This is a case of, this is the third halacha of Shmuel, Oisrin. Oisrin means the fact that the Goy is here. And he only came on Shabbos, so we were not able to go and make an Erev Ein Ma'arvin. Too late. We weren't able to do a Schiris Rishus yesterday. We cannot go and make an Erev today. Okay, so let's do the backup of Bittel. No. Aim of Atlin. Oh, because Rashi explained the Gemara yesterday that if and when the Goy arrived on Shabbos, let's do a Schiris Rishus now, and let's do a Bittel Rishus now. That's what Rashi said. Let's go make a Bittel Rishus. Says Shmuel that you can't do it, Aim of Atlin. Shema Mina. Now we understand what the Tehiyah of Rebbe Lozer was. That Rebbe Lozer said, I heard the whole case. I heard what Rebbe Yochanan had to say, but it doesn't pass the smell test in the sense that Rebbe Lozer learned by Shmuel these three halachas, and the psak that Rebbe Yochanan gave is not consistent with what Shmuel said. So not that there's anything wrong, it's a machlokes between Rebbe Yochanan and Shmuel. But that's why Rebbe Lozer was kind of scratching his head, wondering to himself, is this really right? Because according to Shmuel, Ein Mevatlin in this situation, and according to the Gemara, they did allow for Bittul on Shabbos, in this case of Oysen Ve'ein Ma'arvin, because the Goy came on Shabbos. So that ends the first part of the Gemara. Om Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef is now repeating this Shtikul Torah, or he heard someone repeating it, and he said, Loishmili Hashmaita. Of the three halachas, halacha number one was the shtei chatzeres zu lifnim mizu. That what? That the drisus haraglayim, the right of way of the panemius guys, can go and destroy the right to carry of the chitzonius guys. Says Rabbi Yosef, l'shmili ha'shmaitza. I never heard that first leg of the halachas, of the three halachas of Shmuel, where Shmuel said in such a case of oisrin, mu'ma'arvin, that also mevatlin. What? Why didn't? What do you mean? You didn't say it. Amli Abaye. You didn't hear that. At Amr Snilan, the Aha Amr Snilan. You, Rabbi Yosef, in prior years, you in fact told us this halacha on your own. The Omer Shmuel. Now we've had this already a number of times that Rabbi Yosef, who was at one time the greatest scholar in Ganz Klal Yisrael, he was what the Gemara called Sinai. He knew every Medrash, every Gemara, every Chazal, every Tosfos, every Tshuva that was ever written. He knew everything, Baal Peh, he knew everything. But in later years, unfortunately, he started forgetting. And therefore, Abaye, from time to time, would remind him and said, Rabbi, don't you remember? You taught it to us. The Omer Shmuel, what did Rabbi Yosef say? It said, he said in the name of Shmuel, Ein bitu reshus mechotz lechotzer. You cannot be mevatu reshus from one chotzer to another chotzer. In other words, if an A person who lived in Chatzar A was not able to join in the Erev on Friday, and now it comes Shabbos, and we told him, sir, why didn't you, I'm so sorry, I apologize, I missed my last train, and I just walked into the door 1 minute before Lechtzin, running from the train station, and I didn't have a chance to participate in the Erev. Okay, will you mevatel reshus? Yes, of course I'm mevatel reshus, to everybody and anybody. You can mevatel reshus to the people in your chatzar, in chatzar A. But if the chatzar A people and the chatzar B people got together and they made a joint, that he cannot be mevatel reshus to the chatzar B, only to the chatzar A. That's what Shmuel said. Ein bittul reshus mechatzal chatzar. Ein bittul reshus b'charva. We're going to talk about Chorva in another few lines. Let's wait until we get to that in another few lines. The Amris Lot. So this is what Rav Yosef quoted the name of Shmuel, and now says Abaye, and you, Rav Yosef, the Amris Lot Allah, ki Omer Shmuel, when Shmuel said, Ein bitl reshus mechotz lechotzer, leyamorin eleshtei chatzeirois upesach echad b'neim. That's dafka when you have two chatzeirois, where if you want to, you can make a joint eruv, and if you don't want to, you don't have to make a joint eruv. But in case one that we had on the Amud Aleph, where you have like the railroad situation, railroads meaning like a railroad apartment, that to go into your inner bedroom, you have to go through somebody else's bedroom, which is not a very pleasant thing to do. So that's what we call a railroad apartment here in Manhattan. So here too, you have a railroad chatzah to get into your panimi. You have to go through a chitzayin. Since the inner people from the chotzer hapnimius can aser on the outer people because of their right of way, they can also be mevata lerishus mechotzer lechotzer. Aha! So what is Abaye telling Rav Yosef? Rav Yosef, don't you remember we spoke about this a long, long time ago? What did Rav Yosef say? Rav Yosef said, I don't remember hearing that first halacha of Shmuel, that the shtei chatzeres zu lefnim mizu, that you can be mevatel. Rebbe, you taught it to us 5 years ago, that the only time you cannot be mevatel, according to Shmuel, if they are parallel chatzeres. But if you have a pnimi and a chitzon, yes, the pnimi people can be mevatel. And that was the first halacha of Shmuel, back in the Amud Aleph. And what was that case? The Beis Chatzeir Zulef Numizu. That you can be Mavatel. You taught it to us. So now Rabbi Yosef is still not convinced. I really said that? Unlikely. Why is it unlikely? Shmuel said that when it comes to Hilchas Erevin, you follow the text. You don't try to go and veer off the text. Stay with the Lashon HaMishnah. And now Rav Yosef is interpreting what did Shmuel mean by saying, Ein lonu ele kaloshen mishnah seinu, anshei chotzer v'loi anshei chatzei rois. It says in the Mishnah, the anshei chotzer, that they can be mevatel derishus. Meaning in one chotzer. All the A people can mevatel derishus to the other people in A. But from Chotzer Aleph to Chotzer Beis, or Chotzer A to Chotzer B, oh no, no, because that's already Anshei Chatzeirois.
Railroad apartment wouldn't work, according to this. Yosef is saying that a railroad apartment shouldn't be a Bumato.
He would not. Chatzeros. Exactly. Right. It's rather not apartments, but you're right. Railroad Chatzeros. And you're just borrowing my term. So if you look in the Lashon of the Rashi, let's look at Kiloshon Rashi, Kiloshon Mishnah Seinu, Rashi in the middle of the Amid, about one line lower from where we are. Ela Kiloshon Mishnah Seinu. Mishnah Seinu on Daf Samachtes, which we'll learn another 3 days. Tanan, Anchi Chotzer, Shishochach Echen Mehem. So Nasnale Rishus, and he can go and hand over his Rishus. Then why does the Anshei Chotzer? Al Mechad Chotzer Tnan Bittel. One Chotzer Bittel helps. Follow B'Shtei Chotzer, but not if you have two separate Chotzers. Now Rashi points out, V'hai Siyum Ad Anshei Chotzer L'Anshei Chotzeres. This is not what Shmuel said, but rather if Yosef is being Medayik Min Lutzer to Shmuel. Since Shmuel said, Ein Lona Be'erev En El Kolosh Mishnah Seino. So where did we have a Loshen Mishnah that is relevant to our discussion? Oh, on Daf Samachtes. Where it says that Anshei Chotzer Shishocha can go be Mevatel Rishus, but Anshei Chatzei Rois cannot be Mevatel Rishus. That's what Rabbi Yosef is extrapolating from what Shmuel is saying. And if that's the case, it makes no difference whether they happen to be side-by-side Chatzeres or railroad Chatzeres, Achitza Mitaprimi. In all cases, you cannot be Mevatel one to the other. And therefore, Rabbi Yosef is holding his stand, and he's standing by his guns, if you will, and he's saying, that's what I don't understand. I never heard of something like that, that Shmuel should say, that even in the case of a railroad chatzeros, that you should be able to be mevatel, like the Gemara quoted on the Amud Aleph, when you have Beis Chatzeres Zulef Nemizu, that since Oyser and Uma Arvin, they're also mevatlin. It's not true, says Rabbi Yosef. Because Shmuel said, Kolosh Mishasenu, Chotzer kimi mevatel, but not Anshei Chatzeros. Amalei Sabaye, also stood his ground, and he said back to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi, Ki amris lanu ein lanu ba'erevin el klosh mishraseinu. Remember when you quoted this years ago in the name of Shmuel, aha Amrislan, you said that doesn't apply to the Mishnah that we just quoted, the Anshi Chatzah, Anshi Chatzeres. No. But rather, Shamovil Chatzeres, Gechotze Lebatim. What does that mean? So that's another Mishnah that we had, or we're going to have in Yat Hashem, where it says that if a person has a Movui and he wants to go and be matir, the carrying, he wants to permit the carrying in that mavi. So we had at the very first Mishnah of our Masechta, you can put up a lechi or a koira to go and be matir the mavi. Oh, very good. Now the question is, how do you define mavi? Well, we know what a mavi is. A mavi means, for instance, if it's a mavi, she'enim a foolish, it's a cul-de-sac. Fine. But people don't live in the cul-de-sac itself. They live in houses which adjoin a common courtyard, which we would call a chotzer. And the structure of the communities in the good old days was that you had two or more chatzerois that would open up into the mavli. So you have chotzer aleph and chotzer beis and chotzer gimel. They all open up to the mavli. Fine. You want to now allow people to carry within the mavli. Besides the fact that you have to do your Erev, your Shetufim Bavois, but you also have to put up the Lechi V'Kaira. Why do you have to put up the Lechi V'Kaira? Because the people in the Mavui shouldn't forget that, hey, it's Shabbos, and you're only allowed to go and carry in the Mavui because it's that Lechi or that Kaira. But otherwise, I couldn't carry. And the people outside of Shesed Rabin shouldn't say, look at these so-called from Jews who live in this Mavui. I see them carrying back and forth. How can they do that? It's Rosh Shesed Rabin. Oh, they see the Lechi V'Kaira, and then they say, oh. Remember, a lechi means a vertical pole, and the koira means a horizontal beam at the top of the entrance of the mavi. That's like a big sign saying, the boys say, don't make a mistake, you're allowed to carry here, only because of the fact that it's a mavi and it's not a rishus rab. Okay, so the bottom line is, how do you define now a mavi? So the Mishnah says, a mavi has to have the minimum of two chatzeres and two batim each. You have two courtyards, and each courtyard has at least two people living in that chatzah, living next to the chatzah. So that's what he meant when he said, "Ein lo be'edim kolashim mishaseinu," that the minimum for a lechi v'koyer to be matir by a mavoi, it's got to be two chatzeros with two batim leading into each chatzah. Fine. So bottom line is, Abaye has corrected Rav Yosef, and he told him, Rav Yosef, unfortunately, you did teach it to us, and unfortunately, you just don't remember, but this is what Shmuel said on the Amud Aleph, that if you have two chatzeres, which are in railroad fashion, penimi and chitzoy, they can aser, they can be ma'ariv, and they can also be mevatul rishus, mechotzer lechotzer. Guf on Shmuel. Ein betul rishus mechotzer lechotzer, ein betul rishus b'charba. You can't be mevatel rishus from one chotzer to another. And remember, we just said now, that means parallel chatzerim, but not a chor chatzerois, but not a pnimi and chitzin situation. There, you can be mevatel. And ein betel rishus b'charv. Now, what is this charv case? I told you we're going to get to it in another few lines. A charv means that you have two houses, and in between the houses, instead of having a courtyard, you have a charv. Charv means you have a house that unfortunately was destroyed. Why was it destroyed? There was a building collapse, there was a storm, the enemies destroyed it, whatever, it doesn't make a difference, but Maisa, in between these two houses, you have a charva. Charva, by definition, means that you do have partial walls here and there, because you could see that there was a house here at one time, but it's no longer inhabitable, and nobody lives there.
And now, nobody owns it.
Presumably somebody does own it, but we don't go into the ownership interest. Usually somebody owns everything. Who, when, where, basement. It's very, very rare that you find a case of real hefker. But anyway, so you have a bias mekan or bias mekan. You could have somebody that says that I abandon it, but the law will say you still got to go and pay real estate tax. You can't just that. Otherwise, then the government takes it over. So it belongs to somebody. Anyway, so you have now two houses. Let's look at the Rashi, fourth line from the top of the Amud. Ein bitul rishus b'chorva. We're on to the first narrow line. Bayis mikan or bayis mikan. You have two batim, Yankel and Beryl, two houses. B'chorva b'neim, and right between them there is this chorva, this destroyed house. Obeiz a batim b'suchen la, and the two houses are open to it. For osli shtamish bo, and then kein irvu. You cannot go and use this charva. In other words, the people in the two houses want to go and park their kelim. Right? Friday night they had a big meal and they used real kelim, not plastic kelim. And of course, after using them, they are used dishes which need to be cleaned. Baruch Hashem, he has enough dishes for the next day. So he says, you know what? Let's just deposit them here overnight. We'll pick them up the next day. Or he didn't have enough room in his pantry for certain cans of pork. He had lots of potatoes, which were still raw, and he's leaving them there in the charva. So what's the halacha? Can they be mishtamish in the charva over Shabbos? Also mishtamish over kenirvu. You got to make it out. So says the Rashi, Ein bevat l'shusen zeh l'zeh l'hatar es ha'echa l'hachas l'hoitzi mebeis l'charva. D'loi shoru rabbanan bitu l'shus ele b'chotu sholafnei abayis. If they didn't make an Erev, and Yankel says to Berel, but both of us would like to go and use this Chorv, or at least you, or at least I, let one of us be Mevatel Rishus to the other one, says Rashi, says Shmuel, there's no such thing as Bitel Rishus B'Chorv. Why is it no Bitel Rishus? Because the Chacham only instituted this remedy by a Chatzer. That's Iker Tashmi Shtayim. People use the Chatzer on an ongoing basis for all types of things. Charva is only kind of a rare, remote situation. Therefore, ein bitul reshus may be charva.
But you can do an eruv.
You can do an eruv. Rashi said befeirish. Also, lishtamish elim kein eruv. But ein bevat reshus. So, getting back to the Gemara, Shmuel tells us: number one, you can't bevat reshus one chotzer to the other, and you can't make a bitul reshus be charva. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no, yesh bitul reshus be chotzer be chotzer, v'yesh bitul reshus be charva. So we have a double machlokes. So the Gemara tzricha, and I need both cases. I need both the case of Ein Bitul Reshus B'Chatzer L'Chatzer and the case of Ein Bitul Reshus B'Charva. Utzrich, the Iyash Min Mechatzer L'Chatzer B'Haka Meshmuel Meshim Dehat Tashmish L'Chud V'Hat Tashmish L'Chud. You know why you cannot be Mevatel Mechatzer L'Chatzer? Because you're talking about two parallel Chatzeres, Chatzer Aleph and Chatzer Beis, and each one can do their own thing. Chatzer Aleph Baruch Hashem has their own shul, their own besmedish, their own mikveh, their own. It's a fully contained, full community. And Chatzer Beis is the same thing. They have their own minyan, everything is fine. So they can each go and go on their own ways. They don't have to. They could make an eid of one to the other, but they don't have to make an eid of each one, tashmish to l'chud. And therefore said the Rabbanan, if you didn't make an eid of from Aleph to Beis, and you want to make a bitul reshus, says Shmuel, no, 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 you cannot make a bitul reshus. Because each one can use the tashmish lechud. Al v'charva the tashmish to chod letravayu. Here you're talking about a joint charva that's in between the two houses. Both can use it for the same purpose to place their kalim there. That being the case, it's one tashmish. A moidel Rabbi Yochanan. I would think then that Shmuel would agree there that Yankel could be mevatel reshus to Beryl, or Beryl could be mevatel reshus to Yankel, because this is a joint property in a sense that both of them can use it for the same purpose. And if it would be the other way around, that if we would only tell us in the case of these. So bottom line is, it's not enough just to go and tell us, I also have to go and tell you that Shmuel holds you can be not, that you cannot be mevatel reshus b'chart. And if we would only say in the second case, in the charva case, Rabbi Yochanan says you can be mevatel reshus by a charva because it's one tashmish for both. Both of them have one usage, one utility. In the case of the two chatzeros, moidel the Shmuel, you would agree with Shmuel about it. You can't be mevatel reshus from A to B because the A guys are a separate entity, they're independent, and the B guys are independent. So why should I allow for a bitul reshus from A to B or B to A? That's why we have to have both machloikas in, both in the case of Rishus Rishus, or Chas L'Chotzer, and the case of Chav.
I just clarify back what we said about the case of Shamaru the Chatzeros, the Chatzer the Bata. So you can't use the Kula unless you have two Chatzeros and opening into the Mavoi.
For purposes so of lechi v'koyra,
right.
You have
so
to
what,
have.
So what do you do then? How do you carry in that mavo? You make a
tzuris pesach.
So lechi korah is doesn't work.
Lechi korah means lechi or koyra.
Or but you can tzuris pesach, that works.
Exactly. Okay. No problem. If you go back to the Mishnah Daf Beis, you'll see what happens. What happens with the chotzer? The door is too wide.
Yeah.
So you can't go in. It's more than 10 amos wide. What do you do then? Lechi b'karim won't work, but you can always make a surah. That was Rav in the Gemara. Rav said to his the Rebbe that was teaching his son, No. You can't even make a surah sepesach. But what you put in the Mishnah, you can. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, and certainly in this case you could buy a movie that is missing a. That because it doesn't have the chatzeres and bottom, go and make. And if the tourist pass doesn't work according to Rav, then go make proper dalsas.
Yeah.
That everybody would agree. Dalsas and ulais, make proper doors, you can close them, open them. You're very welcome. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara. Okay, Zokti Mori, it's Omer Abaye. This is almost like Gufa, because Omer Abaye that we're having now, we repeat what we said at the top of the Yom. Omer Abaye, Hodi Yom Mishmul. You just heard Shmuel saying very clearly, Ein Bithur Shuf Mechotzel Chotzel from A to B. Like we keep insisting that we're talking about two parallel chatzeres, because each one can go and make Shabbos on their own. They don't have to mix and match. There, you got no choice. These are the railroad ones, meaning that you cannot get to the inner chatzer without going through the outer chatzer. And the inner chatzer people cannot get out unless they go through the outer chatzer. Since one does aser on the other, meaning that the Pnimi people could aser on the Chitzan people because of their right of way, Mevatlin, you can be Mevatlin. And the sword is very simple, because they're not two independent Chatzeres like the two Chatzeres parallel to each other. We're talking about interdependent Chatzeres. The inner people in the inner Chatzer cannot live, cannot exist without the right of way through the outer Chatzer. So they're almost like together. In the outer chatzer, everybody has the same right of way of walking through it. It's true that the Pnimi people can't go and work in the chatzer, put the kelim in the chatzer. They only have the right of way, have an easement. Fine, but at least Legabe walking through the second chatzer, the outside chatzer, everybody has the same right. And so therefore, said Abaye, even Shmuel would agree that Mevatlin Rishus Mechotzer Lechotzer. But that's Abaye speaking on behalf of Shmuel. Rav Amar, no, Felish Dechatzir Luvim Yizu, Pam Mevatlin, Pam Ein Mevatlin. Amul Ya, and Amul Nisht. Sometimes you can be Mevatlin Rishus, and sometimes you cannot be Mevatlin Rishus. And it depends, as we will see, we're going to have a number of different cases now. It depends, number one, where do they put this joint Erev? Remember, being Ma'arev from A to B or B to A, you got to put the Erev somewhere. Can't go and put it in outer space. Did they put the Erev in the Chitzoyna? Did they put the Erev in the Pnimi? And who's the one that wants to go and be Mevatel Rishus? Is it a Panimi guy that wants a Mevatel Rishus? Or is it a Chitzoy guy that wants a Mevatel Rishus? And that will therefore tell us that depending on those facts, the halacha will depend on that. Says Yimar, Ketzad. Remember, Robert just said, Pom Mevatlin, Pom Ein Mevatlin, Ketzad. Nostoy Ruven Bechitzoy. What happens if they place this joint Erev of the Panimi and the Chitzoy people in the Chitzoy Dika Chotzer? V'shachach echad, and somebody forgot to join in the Erev. Bein min ha-pnimi is bein min ha-chitzoyna. It makes no difference whether it was a pnimi guy or a chitzoyna guy, because vis-a-vis chitzoyn, the pnimi people and the chitzoyn people are basically on the same footing, literally on the same footing, because they both have the right of way in the chitzoyn. So what happened to shachach echad? V'lo irev, and he was not ma'arev. Shteyan asurais, both of them are asur. Both of them are asur. Why are they both asur? Because you don't have the joint Erev, because one of them forgot to go and participate. Now, I can understand when the Pnimi guy forgot to participate, so he asurs both on the Pnimi, and he also asurs on the Chitzoyna, because the Pnimi has a right of carrying and a right of walking both in the Pnimi and the Chitzoyna. Now, why do we say that the Chitzoyna lo Erev shtei masuris? We're going to have to see that in another few lines. Gemara is going to explain it further as we get through the Gemara. So far, Shtei Nasuris. Nosto Eruvim Bepnimis. What happens if they put the Erev not in the Chitzoyna, but they put the joint Erev in the Pnimi? Vishachet Echen Bepnimis. And one of the Pnimi people forgot. Vloy Erev, Shtei Nasuris. Then both Chatzeres will be Asur. However, Shachet Echen Bechitzoyna Vloy Erev, if one of the Chitzoyna people forgot, then Pnimis Mutaris, the Pnimis would continue to be Mutar. Chitzoyna would be Asur. So, again, if you put the Erev in the Chitzoyn, it makes no difference whether the Pnimi guy or a Chitzoyna guy forgot and didn't participate in the Erev. Both of them are Asur. However, if you put the Erev in the Pnimi, if a Pnimi guy forgot, Shtein Asuras. If a Chitzen guy forgot, then the Pnimi remains Mutter, the Chitzen is us. Now we have to understand why. So the Gemara repeats and starts again. Nosto Erev Mechitzayin. We put the Erev in the Chitzayin. Vishachach Echad Beinan Pnimis. Ubeinan Mechitzayin. Velo Erev Shtein Asuras. So the Gemara, Hai Bar Pnimis. Let's think about this. Since they didn't make an Erev, right? Shochach Echad, there's no Erev. So somebody's got to be Mevatel. Hai Bar Pnimis Leman Nevatel. To whom should the Bar Pnimis be Mevatel? Levatel Lebnei Pnimis. Should he be Mevatel to other Bnei Pnimis? Lesa Lerevayu Gabayu. They don't have the Erev present in their Chotzer to be able to go and be Mevatel Rishus. Why? Where's the Erev? The case of here is Noso Eruvim Bechitzoina. If the Erev would be local within the Pnimi people, then a Pnimi person could be Mevatel to the other Pnimiois people, and the Erev would be okay. But because the Erev was placed in the Chitzoina, and the person who forgot was a Pnimi guy, even if the Pnimi guy will be Mevatel to his fellow Pnimi people, Shtein Asura is because the Erev is not there in the Pnimi. Let the Pnimi guy go and be Mevatel to the Chitzan people. You can't go and be Mevatel Rishus from one Chotzer to another Chotzer. Why can't you? Aren't we talking about that this is the railroad case? And we said that even though Shmuel said, but if it's based Chatzer Zulaf Lumizu, you can be Mevatel. That was a bayah. But that's not Rava. Rava says a filishtei chatzir zul of the mizu pam mevatlin and pam ein mevatlin. Here you cannot be mevatel. Ein bitrushus bichatz lechatz. Hi bar chitzoina. Okay, so we're continuing on in the same case. Remember shochet echad mechitzoina v'loy irev. It was again noslo iruvan be chitzoina v'shochet echad mina pnimius or mina chitzoina. So pnimius we already discussed. Pnimius, if he went and was matel to the other pnimius, it's not going to help because the irev is in the chitzoina. If the Pnimius would go and try to be Mevatel to the Chitzoyne, it's not going to help because Ein Bitrushus Mechatz Lechatz. But now let's talk about the Chitzoyne guy. Hai Bar Chitzoyne Leman Nevatel. Who should he be Mevatel to? Levatel Bnei Chitzoyne. He should be Mevatel to the other Chitzoyne people. Ike Pnimius to Asur Alay. That's not going to help. Because even now, the Chitzoyne is finally, okay, I remedied the Chitzoyne. But the Pnimius guys still have a right of traipsing through, and they're going to continue to ask. Also Levatel Bnei Pnimius. Again, roughly shitosai, that you cannot be mevatel rishus from one chotz to the other chotz. So, in that case, you put the erev in a chitzoina, you didn't have a proper erev because one person did not contribute. Sai if it's a chitzoin person, sai if it's a panimi person, ein mevatlin, it's not going to work. Well, let's go now to the next case. Nosu erev bepanimius, if they put the erev in the panimi chotz, v'shochach echad bepanimius, and one of the panimius people forgot to go and be ma'arav to contribute. V'lo irav. Shtei nasuras. Both of them are asur. Why are they both asur? Again, we go through the same analysis. Hai bar panimius l'man nevatel. Who should he be mevatel to? Levatel b'nei ha'panimius. Should he be mevatel to the other panimi people? Ikka chitzoyna di asur alayu. There are chitzoyna people that asur on them. Now, before we continue on, how do the chitzoyna people asur on them? After all, they don't have a right of way in the Pnimi, they only have a right of way in the Chitzai. Says Rashi, because of the fact that they join together with one Erev, and the Erev is in the Pnimi, so now they automatically have a right of way to go to their Erev. Erev is in the Pnimi. So now we have created, at least temporarily for Shabbos, rights for the Chitzai people to enter into the inner sanctum, into the Pnimi people, into the Pnimi Chot. So therefore the Asur alive. So even if this person was Mevatel the Pnimi, was Mevatel the Pnimi, but the Chitzan people asked on that. Levatel b'nei Chitzoina, let's go and have the Pnimi person Mevatel the Pnimi Chitzoina, the people that are on the outside. So, again, that's not going to help. But in the final case, Shachach Echman Chitzoina v'le'irev, if one of the Chitzan people was not Ma'ariv, Vav the Pnimi is Muteris, then the Pnimi would work. Why would it work? The Echadah Dasha u'mishtamsha. What you can go and do is, the Pnimi people, in theory, could go and lock the door, after all there was a Pesach B'neim, and say, Chitza people, since one of your guys did not participate in the Erev, we forgive you, we're still friends, but this Shabbos, stay home. Don't come into our Erev, you stay in your Chitza. And because the Pnimi people have the existence of the Erev in the Panimi, they could go and secede from the union for that Shabbos. The people in the Panimis would be mutter. The Echad Dasha, they can go and close the door, and be Mishtamish in the Panimi. Chitzayin, of course, would remain Osur. Okay, we could stop here, but we might as well continue on to the two dots. Of course, that's another 5-6 lines, and then we kind of close the whole circuit over here. We said before that if one of the previous people was not ma'ariv, why are they both asur? Levatel bar pnimis lebedi pnimis, says Reb Avuna Breda of Yeshua to Rava, I have lechayr an eitz taiva. What is my eitz taiva? That if one of the pnimis forgot, let him go mimavatel his reshus lebedi pnimis to the other bnei pnimis people, v'teisi chitzoina v'tishri badai, and let the chitzoina people now have the right to go and participate with the pnimi in these two chatzeros. Why? Kiman kerblazer. The Alma ain't a tzarich levatel rishus lechol echad v'echad. Meaning, we're going to have a machloikis in Mi'at Hashem shortly, that when you do bitl rishus, let's assume that you have five people in the chatzir, and one of the people did not participate in the Erev because he came late, or he didn't have two sudas. See, once the mevatel his rishus, does he have to mevatel to every one of the individuals? Or is it enough to go mevatel just to one guy by being mevatel his rishus to one guy? It's as if he's saying, I'm out of here, it's your, see, you remaining four. Of the four, Beryl has two rights. He has my vote and his own vote. And I'm out of here, I'm leaving. So it's a machlokes whether or not you have to mevatel chol echad v'echad, or you only have to, you can, it would suffice to mevatel to one person individually. So says the Gemara, says Robert back to Ravuna Brei Rishua, when you're posing this question that one bar pnimis should be mevatel to the other bnei pnimis, and then the chitzoina people should be mutter to go and carry in that pnimi, you must be talking kiman kerblazer. The omer ain't a tzarech levatel rishus achol echad biyachad, that a person that forgot to participate in the Erev or didn't have a chance to participate in the Erev, he does not have to mevatel to everybody, because the panimi could not be mevatel to chitzoina, because ein mevatlin mir chotzer lechotzer, but let him go and be mevatel to his own guy, and that would already be enough. So it says Rava ki kamina, when I was speaking, when I was saying that in that case it would be osur, lerabonim the amri tzarech levatel cholechad viechad. I'm talking only with the rabbanon. That if you want to do bitul rishus, you have mevatel to everybody. And since the panimi cannot be mevatel to the chitzen guy, because ein mevatel mechotzer lechotzer, that's the reason why, ein bitul rishus mechotzer lechotzer, that's the reason why I said that it would be prohibited. But ein achrami couldn't triplez, you would have such an eitzah that panimi could be mevatel to panimi, and then the chitzonis could go and rely on that singular bitul, and they'd all be able to carry together as one happy family. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisai Zagi.